at your service. It's the Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts. To ask a question, call 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Now the host of the show, Rich Orris.
Good morning, St. Louis. All right, here we are, the Home Improvement Show, right here on Camo X, sponsored, like he said, by Mosby Building Arts, my place of employment. Scott Mosby, my boss of over 24 years, really consider him more of a brother than a boss, a friend, a cohort. So I'm Rich Orris. I'm here today to guide you through all things home maintenance, home remodeling, home repair. Whether you're thinking about a fresh kitchen update, really bringing your house up to what it needs, fixing that squeaky door, or tackling a full home renovation, we've got you covered right here today. I'm here to help you make smart, confident decisions about your home. And if you got a question, like you said, you can give me a call, 314-436-7900. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm ready to open up the toolbox of tips, tricks, and trusted advice to really help you take better care of your home. Let's talk through it and find the right solution for you and what you have going on. Again, you can find me at 314-436-7900. Stick around. We've got a lot going on for everybody today. I have another Mosby brother, friend, cohort, coworker coming on the air with us here in just a little bit after the first break. We're going to talk with Doug McCauley about rebuilding together, about the project they're doing, about how they help St. Louis keep up with their homes and who they help and how they help, and find out how you can help and how you can get involved in this great thing that's going on around St. Louis. And again, like we're trying to do right here, just help the community keep up with their homes, keep everything the best it can be. So let's get this thing started today. We've got a long time, a full show for you. If you are a Cardinals fan, I will remind you that we do have the Cardinals coming in the second hour, during the second hour. But if you're a home improvement fan, don't worry. You can stick with us. We'll have two full hours for you all the way to 1 p.m. You just jump over to 97.1 FM. And if you're over there in that second hour, you can give us a call. You can get your questions right here live on the air, checked out, answered for you, and great advice. Same line, 314-436-7900. Get you in it. Get you through everything. And wanted to kind of touch on something real quick before we get into too much of this that I kind of started to touch on a week or so ago, and we got so many great calls, conversations, and questions going. I never really got to quite finish it, but I was talking about in one of my tips, there's this big thing out there about duct tape and what do you use it for and what is it good for, and it's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of everything. I like to call it more the Swiss Army knife of poor decisions. And you got to be really, really careful in what you do with it and how you help. I did have something you don't want to try at home, but I had a client years ago, a few years ago, with a leaky pipe. And they temporarily put some duct tape around there and thought, I'll get to that later. And that's going to hold it for quite a while. And ended up not holding, bursting the pressure from the pipe, turned a slow drip into just a complete leak while they weren't around, ended up with new kitchen floors and all kinds of repairs from all the water that came out. So remember, if it seems like a bad idea, it probably is. When in doubt, call a pro, even if it's something simple. It's a great thing to do to just get something taken care of 100% right away. And when you look at tape and when you look at duct tape, I'm here to tell you there's a better use of a different type of tape for every instance that we all think that duct tape is good for, including its intended purpose. But the things that we like to use it for, like sealing up a water leak, you see it on tents all the time. There is a better working tape that is meant for that exact process to try and seal up leaks and tarps and tents and all of that. There's so many different situations out there that we try and use it for. And even a lot of the things that we try and use it for, there is a tape out there called gaffer tape that is way easier to work with than duct tape. The film industry uses it for props and all kinds of things they do on sets. And it comes off better. It doesn't leave as much residue, but it holds just as well during that use. I had a client just last week that used a little bit of it to kind of hold the J channel back against the door, and trying to peel that off just so we can get a look at it, the gaffer tape would have probably worked much better at that. So even when you look at the intended use of duct tape, there is a metal based like foil tape. It looks kind of like aluminum foil that is for duct work, and it seals better and it lasts better. It doesn't break down with temperature and sun and water. And it just, even for the intended use of sealing up your duct work in your house, there is a tape better for that purpose. So everything that you're going to do out there that you think it's good for, think again and do some research and find the appropriate tape for that application or the appropriate fix. Because a lot of times we're looking at just doing that and it's not even the intended purpose, and there's just a better way to do it that doesn't even involve tape. But hey, we've got my buddy Doug McCulley here calling in on the line. We're going to take our break real quick, and we're going to get through this commercial break, so when we come back, we can get a good segment in with Doug and all our friends at Mosby and Rebuilding Together, trying to help everybody out. So stay tuned. We'll have more for you, and don't forget to call in after that, 314-436-7900. All right, everybody out there in Radio Land, St. Louis homeowners alike, we're right here, Home Improvement Show today. Remember, after this, you can get right with me, get anything you need around your house answered, 314-436-7900. Call in, get yourself in line, ready to go. Right now, I've got Doug McCulley on the line, who is out at a Rebuilding Together job, and they're working out there with Rebuilding Together to just help out and really help St. Louis keep their homes up and help people in need. So let's grab Doug on the line here and see what's going on out there. Doug, are you on the line? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Awesome.
I'm with Elaine Powers from the Rebuilding Together as well.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing out there?
We're doing good, thanks. It's a great day. Weather's cooperating, no rain, getting a lot of stuff done.
That is great. That's great. Let's kind of start out just explaining Rebuilding Together to everybody and how you kind of help homeowners with their homes around St. Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rebuilding Together St. Louis has been repairing homes in St. Louis since 1993. And our focus is on homeowners who are older adults, veterans, people with disabilities. And we look at safety, health, and independence for those folks so they can stay in their homes more safely and age in place. And we are fortunate to have volunteers like Doug and many other groups and sponsors who come out and help us on these group project days. We call them Rebuilding Days, and we get a ton of work done in a single day.
That is really, really great. And, you know, I came from the field. I'm a product of the field. I love doing stuff like this. I wish I could be there with you guys today, but hopefully I can just do some work here with you and Doug and maybe get more of the word out on what's happening and hope maybe expand and grow this thing and help out in a little different way than getting to paint a wall or fix a rail. But, I guess one thing I would ask you, Elaine, is so how many homeowners have you guys has Rebuilding Together helped over the years? 1993, that's a long time.
Yeah, the number is somewhere around 4,500 over the years. Currently, we're doing about 100 a year, and our work includes everything from safety modifications. So that's your grab bars in the bathroom, handrails, those types of things. And then all the way through replacing roofs and doing major jobs. Another thing that we have going on today, in addition to our Rebuilding Day projects, is our partnership with the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. And they're out today at 15 houses doing plumbing work. And so our work is pretty comprehensive and about 100 a year.
That's a lot.
The plumbers actually already came and knocked out all their lists and left already down in another house.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, 15 in a day. That's a lot alone right there. So obviously you're having more than one day and you're doing this multiple times a year. When's kind of the next time that this happens so that maybe people can look to getting involved and maybe volunteer prior to then?
Yeah, sure. So the Rebuilding Day projects, we do a cluster of them in the spring and another cluster again in the fall.
Okay.
So so the fall is when we would be looking at the next group. And we do connect the group opportunities to corporate and organizational sponsorships because, as we know, materials cost money. And so we do that. There are some other opportunities, and I know you have listeners who have some good skills, and so there are opportunities on an ongoing basis to help out on weekdays with our own construction managers. We do a lot of fall prevention and fire prevention work, do projects almost every week in those areas. So there certainly would be opportunity for folks who would be interested in helping with that.
Oh yeah, that's great. And so obviously, a lot of the people I see here with Mosby and going around and looking at homes, they have us out and they're having this work done because they really can't do that themselves. And obviously that's who you're trying to help out, people that can't do it themselves and can't really necessarily afford to do a lot of this work. But if there's people out there wanting to help, but they're not really skilled, they're not really going to volunteer to perform the work, what are some other ways that they can help you guys out?
Yeah. So
donations.
Thanks, Doug. Yes, donations are helpful. We do some special events, so there's opportunities to help to raise money and support the cause. We have a trivia night. We have a mouse race event. We have a luncheon every spring. But another thing that we have that's relatively new is we have a group. We call them the Development Board, and they are a group of volunteers. They're younger folks, younger than I am. They do social things. They network, but they also they volunteer for our events, and they do a number of things. They spread the word about what we do. So. Anyone interested in getting involved with our development board is welcome to take a look at our website.
Where can they find that? What's the information on the website and or number?
Yeah, so the website is rebuildingtogether-stl.org. Rebuildingtogether-stl.org. The office phone number is 314-918-9918. And if you are interested in the development board opportunity, you would dial extension 112 for more information on that.
That's really great. And it's awesome. There is ways for people to help out. Hopefully maybe this will kind of get more of the word out there. You can help out without having to be able to paint or fix a rail or work on a roof or be a plumber. So it's awesome.
Or leave your couch.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, or leave the chair at the radio station. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so hey,
you're helping by doing this.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the project you're doing out there today, though. I mean, it's good that weather's not getting in the way, but what kind of task? How many volunteers do you have? What's going on out there?
We got about 20 volunteers. And my wife came out with me too. She's planting flowers, and we're rebuilding the rear gate and the front gate. It needed some work. We had to bury some downspouts for drainage and put some mulch down. We're clearing out a lot of stuff so she has the more accessibility. Over the years, there's so much clutter, and her health is declining, so she can't really do a whole lot. So I told her, let's take advantage of all this help we got. And so we've actually almost filled a dumpster, a 20-yard dumpster already. She was able to let go of a lot of items that were just really hindering her getting around the house safely. And that's the main reason why I was kind of approaching that. But
yeah,
she's going to be getting a roof too, I think.
Yeah, so we do, like I said before, we do have contractors and others who come out and do some of the bigger projects that we don't have volunteers do. But
yeah, that's great.
Across the region today, there's more than 200 volunteers out, not counting the plumbers, but 200 groups like Doug's group. And I've been visiting a number of houses, and I'm seeing things like there's power washing going on, dry locking, some painting, yard work. I've seen ceiling fans being installed, smoke alarms. So just really a wide range based on whatever the specific needs are at the house.
We also had the Glazers Union came out today and replace some panes for her as well.
Nice.
And they're going around their houses and taking care of glass for people.
That is so awesome. So yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of kind of safety, health conscious, get people around their house and really try and help out with that type of projects to just keep people comfortable and safe inside their homes.
Yeah.
They can't help themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves her neighborhood. She wants to stay here as long as she can. She's just turned 70, I believe. So, you know, she's getting up there, but we're trying to make things more accessible and safe for her to stay here as long as she can.
Yeah, no, that's great. And yeah, that's very true that I don't meet too many people and look at their houses and they say, I can't wait to get out of here. We're going to be, you know, everyone wants to stay in their home and what they're used to and all that pretty much for as long as they can. And there's a lot of ways that it can be helped out in your projects, like what we do with Mosby Building Arts and working on everyone's home with accessibility and all that. But really a great thing you guys are doing with rebuilding together and helping the people in the community that can't really afford to have a company like Mosby come out and do all this great stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so wonderful.
True.
So if somebody is interested or needs help, or if they know somebody that they feel might qualify and needs help, should they call the same office line or go on the same website to try and maybe get somebody in on the other end of receiving the help from you guys?
Yes, it's the same contact information, the phone number, so 314-918-9918, extension 116 gets you to information about applying.
Okay.
We are always looking for applications, particularly from veteran homeowners. We do have several funders who like to focus their funding on work in homes for veterans. So we're always looking for that. Other applications are accepted. We'll be accepting them starting later in May and into the summer months. So we'll be opening up applications again. We do have a long wait list. There's so much need in St. Louis. We have population growing older, and housing stock is only getting older every day here in St. Louis, particularly in the city and in the inner ring suburbs where we do a lot of work. So there's tremendous need, but I always say the first step is to get on the list, is to make the contact and work on the application. We do check, we are looking for older home owners, so we check to make sure you own the house. We check income to make sure you qualify. The first step is that phone call.
Yeah, no, that's great. I appreciate you guys for what you're doing. I appreciate you guys wanting to help, and I'm glad I can help kind of spread the word and get your information out there and get our listeners to kind of hear what's going on. If we can even get one person out there to donate, to join the board, or one person out there that maybe you can help in the fall or next spring that applies, then that just makes me feel great, and that we're really trying to do something around St. Louis for everybody. Yeah. And I love what you're doing, and I'm glad that I can help you guys out. So we're going to get into our break here, but keep doing what you're doing. Get them taken care of. I'm sure you probably see a lot of tears at the end of these events. And
tears of joy, though.
Sometimes
it's Doug. I don't doubt that one bit. Doug's just old teddy bear. We know how he is. Yeah, if you've ever worked with him or you've ever had him around, you know he's totally awesome, and I love everything you guys do. So, hey, have fun out there. We're going to get into our break and get them all taken care of and more so.
And thanks for your support.
Yep, no problem. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you guys next time, maybe at another event. And for now, if you're out there and you need something for your home, you got a question, maybe you've had a Rebuilding Together experience you want to share on the air of how you volunteered or they helped you out, feel free to give us a call today. Anything about your home, 314-436-7900. I'll be here for you. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more to come. Home Improvement Show. All right. We are back. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here for you today. Just had a great conversation with Elaine from Rebuilding Together and Doug McCauley with Mosby Building Arts. He's kind of supervising, organizing, and He gets all the information, runs these projects, couple projects a year for them. It's a great thing to do out there, and really, I just absolutely love it. So if you have anything you need today about around your home, if you've had any experience with Rebuilding Together, if you've volunteered, if you've had them work on your home, if there's something with that, maybe you want to just have a conversation about, that's great. If you've got something going on around your house you need some help with, maybe some advice, feel free to give me a call. I'm right here. Lines are wide open for you, 314-436-7900. But thinking about the what they're doing out there and how they're helping the community, how they're helping unfortunate people with their homes and homeowners stay in their home is such a great thing. And the volunteer aspect of the work and what's happening out there is quite amazing when you think of it stacked against America's labor shortage going on still. And basically right now in the construction industry, just for 2025, they're saying we're 439,000 workers short. We need that many new workers in 2025 just to meet the growth, but not just what we're missing, but the growth that's going to happen in 2025. That is a ton of workers. So I appreciate them They're probably working hard all week already and being short-staffed, and now they're volunteering on a Saturday, which is a great, great thing to do. So we appreciate and love that. Hey, we've got Nate on the phone. Let's jump to the line and see what's going on with Nate. Hey, how you doing, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. What's happening?
So I'm replacing some CETA fascia boards. And in this environment, I was kind of wondering how I should waterproof them. Should I use oil-based or water-based? And then I'm going to stain them as well.
Okay, so it's a cedar board?
Correct.
That you're using? So is the whole house like a cedar siding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so typically the stain and the product that you want to put on there is kind of one and the same. So there's you just use a stain treatment for cedar on the exterior of the home, and that will be good enough for what's happening out there. So it's not necessarily, I mean, there is oil, and that can be a really good way to go. With an oil base, I would say that's fine, but it's kind of like a one treatment stain seal usually that's going on there, and you do a couple coats of that, and that allows it to dry out still when it does get stuff and breathe and really repel the water from the face side, but let that moisture vapor and all that's getting in there and soaking in through the back and the different ends to kind of help come back out and dry out. So yeah, just a regular cedar stain is perfect for that application.
Excellent.
All right.
That's all I had. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yep. No problem, Nate. Good deal. And yeah, it's definitely, the other thing that's good to look for that is if you know what was used before to get the same type of look, the same type of product color and sheen over the board, how it absorbs, that's a good thing to know too, if you can look back and figure it out or take a piece in to your Sherwin-Williams, your Reinecke, your paint places and kind of go, hey, here's a piece of my cedar. If you don't know what it is, look at it and say, okay, what do you think this is? And what would be the best thing that would match this and get the same look if you're not going back and doing everything? And that's important too when you're doing everything, because if you're going back over the existing, you don't want to mix kind of the oil, water, different types. So finding out and trying to figure out what's on there before, if you're going to go back and refresh things, areas that were already done, that's very important too. So they both work well and can be fine, but you just want to make sure you're not mixing them and using one on top of the other and then having an application that doesn't work super well. So, but hey, we're going to get into our break here, and we'll be back here shortly with a ton more information, hopefully more questions, more calls, more conversations. Again, like Nate, don't forget, I'm right here. Whatever you're looking for, 314-436-7900. Don't touch that dial. All right, everyone, we are back. More Home Improvement Show here for you. Rich Orr is here to help out. Whatever you've got going on around your house, feel free to give me a shout, 314-436-7900. Jumps you right in here with me and gets everything you need, hopefully. We'll do everything we can to help you out, whatever you got going. So give us a call today. And I wanted to put the information out there one more time. If anyone was listening and you want to try and get in on this rebuilding together, helping out, whether you want to donate time, your skill set, some funds, You can find them online at rebuildingtogether-stl.org. Get all kinds of information there. You can donate right from there on the website to help the cause financially, or you can call their office 314-918-9918 and get any information on maybe applying for help in need, maybe someone you know needs help, or getting on that board Elaine was talking about. So go there, see what you can do. If you can help out in any way, we love it. We appreciate it. And so for now, we got Joe on the line. So let's jump right over to Joe and see what's going on. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. What's happening with you?
I got a plumbing question. Thinking about moving a washer and dryer from in the basement up to the main level so we don't have to go up and down steps.
Yep.
And my question is, if I run the plumbing down for my drain and go directly into my existing drain outlet where I would hook up the plumbing, would I still need to run a vent pipe in there since there is one already put in there?
So it depends on a few things of like how far away, where do you move this plumbing line to, and how far away is that vent? So,
go ahead.
If it's too far away, if it's more than I think 6 feet or so away, then you may need to put in a second vent for a drain.
Okay. And that's what I was wondering, since there's already one in the basement for that drain, and I'm basically going to go straight up above it and probably maybe 6 and 8 feet to the right or left, you know. And basically, it's just going to go down over 6 or 8 feet and then straight down into the existing plumbing.
Yeah, so there you should be fine, because the distance is somewhere around 6 or 8 feet. Is I don't remember the exact distance for code on how far they'll let you go before that vent's there, but I know it is around that 6 to 8 feet mark, somewhere like that. So it will probably be fine and work fine. Is this something you're doing yourself, or?
Yeah, this is something that I'll do myself.
Yeah. So it may not, if you end up a foot over code or something and you're doing it yourself, it's probably going to work and function correctly. I see work out of plumbing code all the time, and it's sometimes it doesn't work right, and other times it's like they're like, I've lived here 20 years and it's been like this and we've never had a problem, and I'm going, but it's so far against code. When we come in as a professional company to redo it, we have to do it in this other manner, and the people did it differently probably because it's a lot harder, and they were trying to go through and not do as much, and they had the same result that worked fine. So it's odd at times, but their codes are there for a reason, and they're good to follow. But if you're that close to it, I think you're probably going to be fine.
And what I was thinking about doing, instead of hooking up directly on top of the pipe, going down toward the lower part, putting a Y in it, so that way I could use the top for a clean out, or in case we wanted to put a secondary washer downstairs, we could actually run two of them down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense, or am I off base on that?
No, I that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yep. And so, yeah, you should be able to come off the one and go to it, and yep, leave the other one there, and yep.
Okay.
So you might want to do that in the basement if you come off it under the floor right at before that the P trap in the ground, and because you'll have a new P trap up higher, you can kind of separate it that way, and you'll have, it'll be under the floor, and it'll be less likely. If you do it on the standpipe, you're dumping one from upstairs that runs through a P-trap down, and then it's going back in through another P-trap. And if we were doing that, we would hook it up like from a small spot under the floor and bring it up that way.
Yeah, and the P-trap in the basement is actually above the floor. It's the wall.
Yep.
So
then you're really good. Yeah, get that Y in exactly like you were talking about, below that P-trap or beyond
below
it.
Below the P-trap, yep. After it instead of in front of it.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That would, and then that I would could be go ideal. Off,
then I could go off the same vent pipe down there and work that way.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I think you can.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Hey, yeah, no problem. Good question. And something, you know, everybody's looking at, like we were just talking with Elaine and Doug earlier about one of the main goals. And the reason they do a lot of this is because everyone wants to stay in their home longer, and getting a laundry room to the main floor is one of the main things you can do that kind of assist with that later on. I mean, it is good to keep moving and using your stairs and keeping healthy that way, but you could come to a point where you just simply can't anymore. It's not that easy. And having that move to the main floor is one of the best ways to keep you in that house a lot longer. And considering all kinds of accessibility options when performing any remodeling, thinking deeper into the house, the future, and how long you want to stay. And if you are in a home that you do, you love it and you're in it for the long haul and you want to stay past retirement, you want to stay there as long as you can, and you're 40 and you're going to remodel your kitchen, think about those accessibility things for 20 years down the road. It would be good to have, especially in the bathroom also, is going through that list. And you don't necessarily have to install grab bars, but we know good locations for them when you were to need them later on, so we can put the wood backing in the walls that can really support everything that needs to happen later on. And it's just a better situation ready to go when you do come and need it. So you can make these plans, get that lower threshold, even though right now it's pretty easy and you may not think about stepping over 5 or 6 inches versus 1 or 2, but then later you're back into a remodel to perform some of those same things, some of those same tasks. So it's definitely great to consider that in all of the thoughts around the house, the remodeling projects, and looking at some of the technical stuff that the products that can help you out is also great for later in life with accessibility, being able to turn off lights with your voice. Sounds like a fun, cool thing right now when you're younger and you're mobile and you can do all this, but later on, it could really help you out with accessibility in the future when it's harder to get around and you can then tell Alexa to turn a light on for the front porch because you got friends coming in a little bit and you don't need to stroll all the way over there and get the light switch on and check and go through all this. So there's even a lot of advantages in the higher tech home improvement industry to help with that aging in place and everything. So, hey, we're going to get into our break, news break here. We'll be back shortly. 314-436-7900 finds me in the next hour. Don't be shy. We'll help you out. Having a good time, and we got a whole nother hour to go.